Matthew chapter 2, I'm going to read the first 12 verses.
Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Here we have a very familiar story about some wise men, astronomers by profession. I guess it's probably half and half. There are those who believe that they were Jewish, or others say that they were familiar with Jewish teachings, and because of their interest in the star, they went and followed. Often they're identified as magi from Persia. One thing, and by the way, Persia, what country is that today?
Iran,
that's right. And one thing for sure is they traveled far, and what prompts some to ask the question, were they wise or were they foolish? Now, obviously, it's not our kind of people who ask that question, but there are those who do. And after all, travel was difficult in that day. It was dangerous for themselves. It was certainly inconvenient. I mean, it wasn't just these three fellows and one guy to carry their tent. I mean, their cooking had to be done out while they were traveling. It was quite an entourage that would have been involved with these three men. And if indeed they were of a kingly stature, okay? Now, I didn't say they were kings. The song does. Okay. But they were kingly of stature.
Amen.
It was expensive, and it may have been an embarrassment to them to make this kind of trip. You say, why would it have been an embarrassment? Well, people who follow Jesus Christ are often made fun of. And out of that can get embarrassed. Now, we know their following Jesus was not like the following that we do today. I understand that. But nevertheless, with that thought in mind, they were not fools. They were truly wise men. A fool is not a person who receives or follows Jesus. A fool is the person who does not follow Jesus. Psalm 14 and verse 1, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Proverbs 14 and verse 8 says, "The folly of fools is deceit, deceiving themselves and deceived by the devil." People today do not follow Jesus, but wise men still seek him. It was M.R. Dehan who made the statement about the forgotten man of Christmas. referring, of course, to the Lord Jesus. And for many people, Christmas will be over in a day. But for those of us who know him as Savior, it is not over in a day. And though 2017 as a year may soon end, we know this message lasts forever. And how many people are foolishly getting ready for Christmas without getting ready for Christ? We were like that at one time. Unless you were saved at 4, 5, or 6 years of age and remember nothing but a Christ-centered Christmas, the rest of us, we remember what it was like to celebrate Christmas. Oh, we knew the name Jesus Christ, and we knew the historical event that happened, but you know, so many people talk so glibly about the hypocrites in the church. Now, the next time somebody complains to you about hypocrites in church, ask them if they celebrate Christmas. And then you know where to go from there. Okay? And depending on the person you're speaking with and how obnoxious they are, it may determine how direct you need to be in talking to them. Oh, they talk about hypocrites in the church, but then they want to celebrate Christmas. They want to party. They want to drink. They want to go in debt for presents, but they have no time for the Christ of Christmas. Talk about hypocrites. Let me tell you, they got no fingers to point. And we do not need to be milquetoast when it comes to confronting such people. Now listen, that does not mean we should be mean or crude or rude. But don't confuse mean, crude, or rude with being blunt and direct. Because people that are going to stand there to your face, knowing you're a Christian, knowing you faithfully go to church, and complain to you about hypocrites, best thing that they can be is confronted. As a matter of fact, I wish one of them were here right now. I feel I'm ready to take them on right now. But, you know, we don't want to upset them. We don't want to offend them. It's not offending them to speak the truth. Like I said, we don't do it crudely or rudely.
That's right.
But we can let them know, hey, you celebrate Christmas? Well, you do? Well, why do you do that? You don't want to go to church where we worship Christ? You don't, have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Oh, and then they'll think they got you. Because they'll say, yeah, I remember one time I prayed a prayer. And you say, well, then it's even more important if you did that you should be in church where you can be learned. Well, there's hypocrites in church. There's hypocrites that celebrate Christmas. That's all you have to say. You don't have to say them. You just simply say, there's hypocrites that celebrate Christmas. They'll know the point you're making. People aren't dumb. Well, now, I'm going to look at a few things here. The wise men were wise in their direction. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, there came wise men from the east. They went toward God, not away from him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. People are too busy going in the wrong direction. They're not wise. Secondly, they ask a wise question. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? In other words, they were eager in their inquiring. Oh, if only people would be eager to inquire about spiritual needs. There's a dumb commercial on TV. And I swear, I don't know if I'm the only one that watches TV here, okay? But But anyway, there's a commercial. It's for Sling, S-L-I-N-G. It's a cable server, okay? And it's supposed to be a really good rate and everything. I checked it out, and there's so many limitations, it didn't work for me. But there's this one guy, Pat doesn't care for him. He's a odd-looking guy. Yeah, Melinda's shaking her head, he is. And if you get picky about, and it shows somebody coming up at a coffee place, not Starbucks, but that kind of place. And she said, oh, I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this. And he says, if you can get picky about your coffee, you ought to be able to get picky about your TV. And there's several commercials like that where if you're going to get picky about this, why don't you get picky about your TV, okay? And so here we have the idea is people are picky about their inquiries for spiritual things. But why don't they get picky about their inquiry of Jesus Christ? Okay? You see, they'll just downplay that. We don't have to be serious about it. These wise men were eager in their inquiring. And we too can be eager in our inquiring. The Bible insists all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this is true about civilized people. It's true about people with good personalities. All have sinned is true about nice people. All have sinned is true about people, but we just hate to admit it, they have sinned. Whether they're family, friends, co-workers, yes, even nice people have sinned. And when we preach that if a person doesn't accept Christ as Savior, they're going to an eternity without Christ, there's only one place like that, it's hell. And that's true for our family members, our neighbors. You see? And we need to be wise and ask the right kind of questions. Someone has said the trouble in the garden wasn't the apple on the tree, it was the pear on the ground. I thought some of you might like that. But you see, that's the case. People's hearts, they need to be changed. And we need to pray and pray and talk to them. Now, I know sometimes, especially with family, if you talk and then after a while, they'll say, I don't want to hear that anymore. You told me that, I've heard it before, and I don't want to hear that anymore. And then how you close it is important. All right, I'm going to pray for you, you know, whoever it is, mom, dad, aunt, Sally, whatever, co-worker by name, I'm going to pray for you. You can't keep me from praying for you. And you know, I still care for you. And then you let it alone for a while. And that doesn't mean you can't ever. Don't say to them, okay, I won't talk to you anymore. Don't commit yourself like that. When they say, I don't want to hear that anymore. Well, that's what you're telling me. But I will pray for you. And you see, immediately you say, I hear what you're saying. And then you switch it to, but I'm going to pray for you. And you get away from that idea of you not being able to talk to them. And then when you feel prompted by the Spirit of God, it might be only 2 weeks, but it might be 10 months later that you believe the door's open, or you believe you need to say something again to them. You say, well, what if they get mad? Where are they? Yeah, they'll get over it. That's true. But listen, where are they going without Christ?
That's right.
And we'll spend eternity in hell. That's why we're burdened for them. And so we need to tell them. You say, yeah, but if they get upset, they're still going to hell.
That's right.
But you have no guarantee they'll get upset. There are so many marvelous testimonies about people who said just such a thing, and then they were converted. And so you tell them, you know, and if they say, I told you before, I don't want to hear that from you. Well, I'm sorry. You know, again, you know, if it's a relative, you may, aunt, I'm sorry. You call the person's name, I'm sorry you feel that way. But I just want you to know I still care about you. So what are they going to tell you? Well, stop caring about me. And if they were dumb enough to say that, then you say, do you really not want me to care about you? And then just let it there. You know? Don't try to... Let me go to the next one. These wise men were wise because of their vision. We have seen his star. God hung a special star. And I think it was last year I preached on the star was a special creation. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and he made a special star. You'll hear, oh, come Christmas, in the newspapers and on the radio, especially PB, what is it? What's that? What are those initials?
PBS.
What?
PBS.
Yeah, that's it. PBS. Public. Yeah, public broadcasting. They'll interview intelligent people who are so dumb. They will say, well, now, you know, really, that star couldn't move. It was just an optical illusion. Oh. Every year in the newspaper, we get the Sunday paper. And in that Sunday paper, in the magazine section, there'll be an article about something to complain about Christmas. And the star. It's not difficult to understand. Anybody asks you about it, just look. God, who created everything, created a special star. He's called it a star. Now, was it technically a star, or did he just name it star so we could identify that there was an object in the sky far enough away that they would have thought it to be a star, but it was able to move? And it was down close enough so they could follow it. Huh? Yeah, this is not hard. It doesn't take rocket scientists to understand some of these things. Don't let yourself be intimidated by naysayers and people who object to what we know to be true. Now, like I say, that doesn't mean you have to put your boxing gloves on and fight with everybody over everything. We know that doesn't help, but don't let yourself be intimidated.
Yes.
You know, if at least you can say, well, you know, I heard that view before, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that any more than you don't agree with me. And then just leave it there, okay? But the, oh my goodness. So these wise men, they had a vision. And their motives, they came to worship Jesus. They came to worship Jesus. So many people at this Christmas season, they will be going in to celebrate Christmas, but they won't be worshiping Jesus. They will be doing what Paul told Timothy, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So many churches, so well-meaning. It's sad. It's so disillusioned are the people that go in. And again, they know the historical facts. And with the head and with the emotions, they believe the historical facts, but they don't have the trust of faith to believe in him. And they were wise. They believed prophecy. Verse 5 and 6, they said unto him, that is the priests and scribes, when they were gathered by Herod, they said to him that it's written by the prophet. And then in verse 6, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, not the least out of you, a governor will come. And of course, that troubled Herod. He didn't want Rome hearing about any new governor coming on hand. And so so he said, well, you go find him, and when you found him, you come and tell me so I can worship him too. Liar he was. A liar he was. And so they went on their way rejoicing with great joy. They found Jesus. And I think, and I say this for the children, you adults, I know or aware of it. At the manger scene, we have the wise men. They weren't at the manger. The wise men, it was about 2 years later when they went to the house where the Christ child was. We put the wise men in the manger scene because we're trying to show what we understand to be the whole story of his birth as it's recorded for us. But the wise men weren't at the stable. It was near 2 years later that they went to the house, and they went in and they gave him their presents, and then they did not go back to Herod, because God told them that they should not go back to Herod. They should go back to their home by a different route, because Herod had only bad intentions for those wise men. And so again, they showed themselves to be wise. They were wise enough to listen to what God told them in a dream about not going back to Herod, to go home a different way. All right? The same as they were wise to go and find Christ to begin with. Christmas is a wonderful time. There's so much truth contained in the scriptures about Christ and about Christmas. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do pray that as we anticipate the coming Lord's Day,